You're listening to Humanitarian Radio with your hosts, Tony St. Tone and Janie Beauclair.
Good afternoon and welcome to Humanitarian Radio. I'm your host, Tony St. Tone. Today, Janie Beauclair won't be with us. She is off on a mission somewhere in Las Vegas working with one of her clients, and she's doing some really cool stuff. I'm sure she's going to come back next week and tell you all about it. But today we have Jeff Thal from Have You Heard, and he's got a ton of great music, so I want to get right into it. So here's a few words from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
I'm living here in a state of abundance. I'm counting blessings that I never saw before. Cause I'm the ruler of this kingdom I call me.
Positive affirmation, wrapped in pop rock song.
Give me that best case scenario.
It's motivational musician, check out his latest live show, The Rise Up Experience, at www.fainttone.com.
Mama said we can always hug it out.
Pick up his latest CD, Outside the Box, available on iTunes. For music with a positive message, check out sainttone.com.
Hey, this is Janie from Artistic Journey. Start off your new year with a new marketing strategy. Whether it's for your company or your personal goals push, let Artistic Journey help you find the unique way to show off your endeavor. With over 20 years of marketing experience in big corporations and homegrown businesses and everything in between, Artistic Journey can help you pave a new product path or an event marketing path. Check out ArtisticJourney.com. See the wide array of marketing merchandise available for you to put your logo on for your next big event, your personal party, or your big corporation marketing push. Get into the swing of 2014 and get your business in motion with an artistic promotion.
Here we are. We're back with Jeff Thal from Have You Heard. How are you doing, Jeff?
I'm doing good, Tony. Doing good. It's good to talk to you again.
Jeff is in Tampa, Florida, and just a little side note, Jeff is one of the first guys I met when I moved to Florida, and we've been friends ever since. I guess we've known each other now for the past, I want to say, like 11, 12 years. If you can believe that, it's been that long.
It has actually, and yeah, we our timing was really good actually when we met. I was new in town also and left New York, and all my musician friends and contacts that I knew there, I had left behind. So I basically was starting with a fresh slate, and I didn't really know any musicians or have any contacts in Florida or Tampa alone. So you were one of the first people, you know, mutually, you know, that I met also, and it was just as soon as I remember seeing you play at a gig, and I was like, this is the guy I can work with.
That's so funny, you know. It was at Margarita Mama's, which, if you're familiar with Tampa, Florida, it used to be down by Channel Side where the boats come in. I don't believe the actual club is there anymore, but I know that Channel Side is still there, like all the clubs. So I know Margarita Mama's has changed names. But, me coming from Connecticut and you coming from New York, we're both Northeasterners, and we understood sarcasm. That was one of the things we both understood, so you didn't have to explain it.
Yeah.
If you said something sarcastic, we both got it and not having to go, I was kidding, it's a joke. You know? So.
Exactly, and also the aggression, in a good way, the assertiveness and the in-your-face approach, which led me to you in the first place, because I remember sitting down having dinner, and I said, I'm talking to this guy before the night is over. I am not leaving here without getting his phone number.
That's funny.
Going to work together.
And you know, the funniest thing is, as you say, the assertiveness. You know, there's something to have to be said about people that come from the Northeast, especially moving down to Florida. We're known as workaholics in Florida, where in Connecticut and New England, we're just a run-of-the-mill. Like, hey, we get up, we go to work, this is what we do. You go to Florida, and, oh, my God, what are you doing all day? I'm like, dude, I'm just doing that. I was the busiest guy I knew down there, and it was just because I was constantly making phone calls and keeping myself booked as a musician. And other guys would be like, oh, man, I only want to play 3 days a week, and that's all I want to do, period. 3 days a week and nothing else. And I'm like, I was used to working an 8-hour day and gigging at night. So I'm like, what?
Yeah, you were seriously juggling. I remember you were playing out constantly. A major networker like I am, and definitely you were an overachiever and a workaholic. It would be a good title for you. I remember, I clearly remember how you were. And that's kind of, you know, what we still are like now, you know, and I feel like you and I were always kindred spirits in a sense on a musical level and friendship too. But I remember we were, the best way to describe our paths were, it was almost like two highways that were like, one was a local and one was an express, and we could teeter back and forth at different times in our lives depending on what was going on. But you know how you run parallel and you could see each other from the other one?
Yeah.
From the other road, you could see the traffic on the other side, and you're actually going neck and neck right next to each other in the same direction with the same destination. And once in a while, you merge into each other's lane, and you cross paths and work together. And then you go back, and you see each other, and you're alongside, and you're kind of just traveling along the same exact path on parallel highways. That's the best way I can describe our existence as a friendship and musicians together since we met 11 years ago.
Yeah, that's what's so amazing to me, that it has been 11 years. I now live in California, but yet we still keep in touch. So, and I think it's awesome what you're doing. So let's get really into why you're here and why I wanted to interview you. You started a company called Have You Heard, and then you've expanded on it. So why don't you tell everybody a little bit about it?
Okay, well, Have You Heard was the initial and the original idea I had. Basically, it's a music company that is an extremely musician and artist-friendly company. I wanted to do that first, and I wanted to promote and sell music, but I guess I really wanted to start my own label, like a lot of musicians do, but I vowed to do it differently. And basically, I wanted to make a musician-friendly contract first, and company where I was not interested in taking any of the copyrights or publishing ownership on the songs from these artists that I signed. I basically would offer a contract that basically says, please grant me the privilege of pushing and selling your music on your behalf. In a nutshell, that's what it was. I said, you keep your copyrights. I have my own songs. I'm a songwriter also. I'm not interested in yours. I said, you worked hard for what you have. You know, you don't need me taking your ownership of your copyrights and your publishing the way the conventional corporate record industry does it. I don't need to own your soul on this. You know, I said, I want to promote you, and I'll make my money. Don't worry. You know, that was the idea. I said, I'll make a profit off of this, and you'll get paid, and you keep your rights, and it's non-exclusive, and you can do whatever you want with your career, and I'm going to push you on your behalf. And so whatever profit I made and any fan base I build for you is in addition to what you were doing anyway. It doesn't take anything away from the musician. It's only adding to what they're doing. So that was the concept originally. First and foremost, I wanted it to be artist-friendly because that was a major gripe with musicians as far as the record industry.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that. Obviously, this comes from a very deep-rooted part of my soul because I've been a musician since I was 10, and I live it and breathe it like you do. So
right, right.
Basically, the formation of Have You Heard stemmed from two very deep places within me. One was the innate passion for music since childhood. Basically, it's all I want to do. And besides promoting myself, it really is great to really just be supportive of the overall cause and what we all do, the arts in general, and support every musician that you believe in. So, you know, as I came across other musicians that I really thought, I was like, wow, this guy's got something great going on. He really needs to be heard. And you, personally, Tony, were one of them. So, and which led me to want to work with you because I felt our songwriting was very comparable and compatible. So it started from that passion within me to just promote and sell music because this is what we do. We love making music and sharing it with people.
Right.
And the second deep place it came from was what I was touching on before, was the frustration with the political side of the corporate music business that we now know, been going on for decades, where basically it's a closed door for the small guy. You know, somebody who has, they could have immense talent. You could have a fully produced, fantastic album that sounds like anything else you would hear on the radio, if not better. Catchy, well-crafted songwriting, amazing production. You put all your money, your heart, blood, sweat, and soul into this thing, and fully packaged, barcoded, shrink-wrapped, ready to go, and bam, it's a closed door. You cannot get in the door at all if you don't have a next-door neighbor or an uncle that happens to work for Sony or Warner Brothers, or you're not dating somebody who works for Atlantic Records, or you're not lucky enough to get with the right lawyer or can't afford a lawyer that's willing to pitch your stuff on spec or on a retainer or whatever the case may be, or a manager. It is political. It's a closed door. I actually can give you a perfect example of the closed door scenario. I actually walked personally into the Sony building, Sony Records, well, Sony everything, in Manhattan. And I walked right into the door, into the lobby, to pitch myself as a songwriter, just to inquire, basically at the front desk, say, is there anybody I could talk to that might take unsolicited material? I know you guys don't, but I'm just asking anyway. So basically, I couldn't even get that far. Bouncer, security guy, comes out to right in the lobby to intercept me and meet me halfway in the suit. He says, can I help you? And I gave him my little pitch, and he just pointed to the door, literally pointed to the street. He said, can't help you. I said, nope, can't help you, sorry.
Really? That's so funny.
And that's it's like
you wouldn't even, you didn't even get to the gatekeeper.
Exactly. I couldn't. I was intercepted before I got to the gatekeeper by his attack dog.
Yeah, exactly.
And
so, you know.
And that is that's exactly the way it really went down. And we're talking about the biggest conglomerates like Sony, Warner Brothers, you know, Universal, EMI. Those are the ones who really control the record industry. And it literally is a closed door. Unless you are one of the fortunate ones that really, it's like a lottery ticket. You happen to be playing a coffee shop somewhere, and one of the executives just happened to be having a drink and getting a little croissant, you know?
A cappuccino and a croissant, yeah.
And he just happens to catch you, you know, or in a bar. You know, somebody goes after work, and an A&R guy happens to stop by a bar to get a drink after work. And he happens to just catch you performing, and it's just, honestly, that's just roll of the dice. If you are the lucky one that just happens to be right place, right time, you could wind up with a deal that way if you just get discovered because the person just happened to be there and was in a good mood that day.
Well, another way is they could be working with you and have you heard and getting your songs out. So let's get back to getting your songs out there. Now, you have the company Have You Heard, and from there you branched off into a secondary company called Have You Helped. And that's working with the Children's Home Society of Florida. So tell us a little bit more about that and how people can get involved. And first off, what made you choose this organization, Children's Home Society of Florida?
Okay. Well, basically the motto of the company at this point is healing hearts through music and art. So that pretty much tells a pretty good story right there. It's summing up the company, Have You Heard and Have You Helped as a whole. What I just want to backtrack for a second, and before touching on the Children's Home Society in Florida, the cause overall basically stems from I wanted to have more of a positive impact than just pushing music. I thought it was a great cause in general to help musicians and artists overall and to rewrite the rules, you might say, of the music industry in a fair, artist-friendly manner. But after years of dabbling with this and trying to find my path of success with Have You Heard, I felt like I needed a little bit more. And I felt, well, why not just help musicians and artists, but what if I could extend and build on our mission and actually help people all around, you know, in general, that are not artists.
Right.
So I think, well, maybe we could integrate the two, and maybe we could do something where we can actually give back portions of our sales to a cause, you know, like children, and help children not only in need of basic needs like food and school supplies and clothing and shelter, but then expand once we cover those initial needs and help other charities that are supporting that, we can expand to an actual arts and music program, which stays true to that innate passion inside. And that's just something I personally have an attachment to as a musician. So So basically the cause stems from wanting to give back and further the company and expand on a pretty good concept that we already had, helping in a fair way. Why don't we just help everybody? But now we have You Heard, which is actually a full-profit company, as more of a promotional, really like a retailer, a distributor and promoter of undiscovered unsigned music and art, which I'll touch on shortly. But then we have You Helped Incorporated, which is still being formed now on the legal side, because this company is actually brand new. Have You Helped is going to be a non-profit organization completely, where that would be more responsible for getting, you know, donations and grants and stuff like that to put on big festivals and concerts in the name of the charity. And of course, having a dual cause, we're promoting all these artists that are up on the website, and the whole reason we started the company in the first place, they'll be performing and showing what they have at these benefit concerts, which helps the children. So in one shot, we have a fantastic all-day or half-day event where we have multiple bands and vendors with all our artists and clothing sales and whatnot, all in the name of helping to give back to these charities. So Have You Helped really functions as a sponsorship organization, where we actually take the funds and then distribute it to other charities that are already established that have their structure already in place. And Children's Hope Society of Florida is one that I personally chose to do that. The reason, which you were getting at, why the Children's Hope Society of Florida, which we don't have an exclusive agreement with, but they're the ones that I chose to work with first. Basically, I'm looking to and wanted to build relationships on a more personal level with smaller charities, rather than just cut a check and pop it in the mail to a huge conglomerate like UNICEF or the Salvation Army. Not to discredit anything that those larger organizations do, but I really want to do this a little differently. I want it to be much more intimate and personal, where we actually get to meet the staff that handles these children and actually get to meet the children that they help, bring them to the concerts, integrate the two worlds.
That's
get
great.
Them involved.
Yeah.
That's really the mission of the company, and that's what we're going to do things differently than other organizations, and I really feel like we're going to make a heavy footprint with that. We want these children to come out to the shows and all the staffs and their extended families and whatnot. We want to go to the shelters and the homes that take care of these kids, that give them a safe place to grow up, and we want to bring art, music, and anything, supplies, and even a hug. Really, as a human being, you know, give these kids faith and hope. And if this company could provide that, there you go.
Well, here's a question for you. Children's Home Society of Florida, what exactly do they do there? They're not a hospital.
Okay.
So just give me a little more background on what they do.
They're a nonprofit that basically they're a multifaceted nonprofit. Basically, their slogan is embracing children, inspiring lives. They basically help on a number of levels. They do. They help with adoption. They help with fostering. They provide safe places for children. They help remove kids from unsafe environments, abusive homes, in unstable environments, no parents, you name it. And they do all of the above. And they're actually quite large. They're a statewide charity society in Florida. They actually handle and help over 100,000 children.
Wow.
That's a lot. Yeah, they're not a small, tiny little charity, but I just didn't want to deal with somebody that's, a universal kind of thing, where it's a worldwide thing like UNICEF, where just the problem with that is they get money. I can't see where the money goes if we give it to them. You know, I can't. It's too big, and it gets filtered through so much administration, and most people know this, where approximately maybe 2% of the donation actually gets to the actual cause. It actually gets to the children. You know, a lot of it gets unfortunately, into the pockets of the people on the top that are running as CEOs and whatnot, unfortunately. And
so with this organization that you're talking about now, do they have different facilities set up in major cities throughout Florida. So what is the one near you? Is it in Tampa, Florida, or St. Pete?
Yeah, there's one in Tampa, and I have built a relationship through phone and emails with a representative in the North Tampa area, and they handle over 2,000 kids just in Tampa alone in that area.
Wow.
And basically they have over 15 chapters throughout the state. They have over 90 offices, and they handle over 100,000 children. So this is something that we can work with because we're based out of Florida. Our home base, our corporate office is in Sarasota, Florida. We're working this throughout the Tampa Bay area and Sarasota area at the time. But with their help as partnering, we can very easily go statewide. What we want to do is do our first prototype, you might say, benefit concert somewhere within the Tampa Bay area. Get out all the kinks, work it out, see what works and what doesn't work. Get a structured model that we can use and then duplicate that model in every city throughout Florida, the major ones, and they can easily help us with that. And then go national. That's the plan. And they also said they have national contacts to help us with that too. Plus, we could work at that point with other charities as well. It doesn't necessarily have to just be that one. But right now, we are building a very nice relationship with the Children's Home Society of Florida. I really liked what they're doing, what they stand for, and they're actually mutually very excited about what we're doing and what we could bring to the table with the music and art and the benefit concerts. They actually are very excited about it.
Oh, totally.
The company is fairly new here. Yeah, we're off to a really good start, but they are an excellent society, and we're actually going to be visiting some of their homes shortly in the next week or two to meet some of the children, actually.
And, I think that, you know, I was going to say, I think that right there is going to be key, and bringing some of the artists that you work with that are local, I think, is also just a great idea. So that way the artists get to really see who they're affecting and who they're touching. I know that on a personal level, when we've done shows for the Boys and Girls Club, I mean, it's so cool to see these kids light up. And then when you go to a hospital or anything like that, it's even more intense because these are people that are really waiting for some type of entertainment, just anything to break up their day. Because when you're in a hospital bed all day, man, you just – anything – is exciting. The nurse walking by
Absolutely.
Goes, hey, there's a person. Cool, you know? So to have a one-on-one concert or to have these different artists that you're working with stop by and meet the kids and stuff. And this is prior to doing a bigger show. I'm just saying, like, personal little acoustic shows. I think that's just great.
Yes. Well, you really just touched on something that we are absolutely looking to do. That's what we're looking to do, is do, like, a more acoustic thing, a solo duo and such, and bring them to the hospitals, bring them to the homes, the shelters, where these kids are, and just touch them with this, with the music. It's a universal language that reaches far into your soul, and no words need to be spoken. Just play the song.
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely.
And it'll just, you see their face light up, and it could affect them like no other. And it's funny because there's also goes way back when I was doing other things. Like, I used to give a lot of drum lessons, and obviously most of that, I'd say 95% of that, was for children. And I also was very motivating to children as a personal trainer, the fitness trainer. I worked with a lot of children that the parents would hire me to help them lose weight and just get into shape. And so my whole past was really riddled with and peppered with these experiences with children, where I'm constantly reinforcing a strong belief system in them, where yes, you can do this. Believe that you can. You can be better. You can be better. You could really achieve anything you believe you can, and I will help you get there. And then watching their faces light up when they've accomplished something, whether it was weight loss, whether it was becoming a better musician through lessons, just seeing the look on their face when I praise them and tell them, you really did great today. And just seeing that expression is priceless.
Yeah.
I would like to see that again. So basically what we're doing now on a much larger scale is the same principle. You know, we're going to have these kids that we're going to enrich their lives through music and art, and giving them faith and hope that life could be much better, and you could grow up safely and well-adjusted, and you can make it in this world. You can, you know. So you had a rough start. You know something? The past is the past. It doesn't exist anymore.
Well, the
learn
past,
from
yeah.
it.
The past doesn't
right.
equal
learn
the future.
Yeah, you
exactly.
can grow. It's a great teacher. You can learn and grow from it, but let go of the pain from that because it doesn't exist anymore, only in your head. So now the reality is, this is what we can do. You take action today. This is what you have. Take action and make it better for yourself.
So let me ask you real quick. So the first song that you're going to be doing is Dreamer. And this is the first song that you're pushing out on this new campaign. And we're going to get a chance to actually listen to the track. Let's tell me a little bit about the track before we play it.
Well,
I know,
Dreamer,
yeah.
Dreamer is a very inspiring, uplifting song, acoustic based. I've done it. I've re-recorded it many times over the years. And I'm proud to say that this version that we're pushing for the charity, you are the featured acoustic guitarist on the track. So congratulations.
Thank you. I made the cut.
So as I said, our paths have crossed many times in the past, and now it's coming full circle because years later, I'm pushing a track that you played on years ago. So go figure. But it's basically, it's one of my catchier songs that I've ever written that over time people have always loved, regardless of who recorded it. So I felt like it was a good choice of a song. But lyrically, and the whole vibe of it, when you listen to it, it's very inspirational, uplifting, and motivating, that provides a lot of faith and hope for the listener, whether it's a child, whether it's adult. And honestly, it could really be applied toward any walk of life, toward any person in any scenario or situation. It's really just a song about, you know, not giving up and holding on to the dream. Whatever your personal dream is, hold on to that. And have faith and hope, because if you hold on to that and don't let go, that dream could become a reality for you. You know, and you could really create your own destiny with this. And as I said, this is a very personal thing for every listener. It can mean something different for every individual. But that's a good thing. So
that's
let it
an
touch
awesome
everybody.
Thing. So let's check it out. This is Dreamer.
Said she was a dreamer many years ago. But the picture's getting old. It's a little torn and faded. So dreamer, I thought I'd let you know. Keep dreaming, don't you ever let it go. Save just one for me. It's just mine.
That was Dreamer by the band Double Thumbs Up. You're here listening to Tony St. Tone, and I have my guest today, Jeff Thaw from Have You Heard. Jeff, from what I understand, you also are getting involved with not just musicians, but also visual artists. Tell us a little bit about what type of visual artists you're working with and who can work with you.
right now we have two artists, and it's actually something I stumbled upon. It was on the agenda and list of things to do at some point with Have You Heard. I was going to call it Have You Seen and have a separate category for art, for actual visual artists. But I actually bumped into a couple of amazingly talented artists in the Clearwater area while playing shows, like I meet most of my connections. And we have them on the website on an art page, and it's a really, really great display. One is J.R. Ramon. She's an abstract acrylic canvas painter, and she's absolutely amazing. We have a gorgeous online display. If you go into the website, which is www.haveyouheard.com,
Yeah, I was going to say, it's give them the spelling of it, because it's not spelled
the
way you think.
Yeah, the spelling is very important, because otherwise it'll take you somewhere else. Have You Heard is H-A-V, and the letter U, H-E-A-R-D.com. So it's H-A-V-U-H-E-A-R-D.com. You go on to haveyouheard.com, and you click on art, the little tab on the bottom, and it'll open up to this page, and you can click on J.R. Ramon and see 45 of her amazing abstract paintings. It's really gorgeous stuff, and it pops right out of the page. They are for sale on the site, and it's got a PayPal buy button right next to them, and it's very easy to go through the process. And generous portions of the proceeds will be donated to the charity, Have You Helped, and at this point, going to the Children's Home Society of Florida. We also have Yali Ilan. He's an amazingly talented caricature artist, actually, which we are providing a really cool service where it's actually digital caricatures where people could send in and upload their photo or email a photo to us of what they want drawn and actually choose if you want black and white or color. And you can pay for it right on the spot there, right on the site through PayPal. Very easy to do. And he will draw a digital caricature and then send the file back to the purchaser, and then they can print it out any way, shape they choose, any size, however. Yeah, it's a really cool thing. And the good thing about doing a digital caricature is we could do this anywhere in the world. So he's based out of Clearwater Beach, but we can do this to somebody overseas if they want it. So it's a really, really cool thing. The reach is actually endless, and there's no shipping involved with that or anything. It's all done via the Internet. So he also does logos for bands, which he did our Double Thumbs Up logo. Actually, he's very, very talented.
Very cool.
He does artwork also. So you can find both of these amazing artists on the art page of the haveyouheard.com website. And we are looking for more artists. We only have two right now, and the sky's the limit, to be honest. So send it our way.
Yeah, so if you're a visual artist or if you know someone who is, definitely get in touch with Jeff. We're going to keep moving forward here. The next song we're going to play is by a band called Soul Circus Cowboys, and they're currently being pushed on radio. So is this is actually the song that's being pushed up the charts, is that correct?
Yes. That song, That's How We Roll, is actually being played on the radio right now on select radio stations that their label is pushing. They do have an indie deal, but we have full permission to use that song, and it's for the purpose of the company and the same mission of what they're doing. It's furthering them. It's furthering our mission statement. It's all good. So, but that's the song that is climbing on the charts right now.
Excellent. Let's check it out. This is Soul Circus Cowboys. That's the Way We Roll.
Crowd, 6 days a week, non-stop, no sleep, wild and free. behind the bar. They pour you drinks and break your heart, but that's their job. Man, they're hot. Billy shooting pool with some young thing. Joe thinks he's guards when he gets up and thinks one with the band. With that beer in his hand. Looks like it's gonna be a hill racing night. We may not make it home before daylight. We work hard, get it done, party down and have fun. Bring it on, play it loud, throwing red bull shot back with the crowd. 6 days a week, nonstop, no sleep, wild and crazy, bad boys out of control.
That was Soul Circus Cowboys, That's the Way We Roll. You know, Jeff, I think it's so cool that you're actually incorporating different styles of music. You're not just doing pop. You're not just doing rock. You're actually bringing in country and bringing in different artists. So there's really no limit to any genre that you will accept. Is that correct?
More or less. I will say that I'm staying away from, especially coupled with the cause that we have, I'm staying away from any hostile offensive, you know, super offensive, hostile, angry, violent lyrics. That's not really going to be something that Have You Heard touches.
Right.
But putting that, saying that, yes, we are trying to be as diverse as possible. We have two country artists on the site right now and on the roster. We're looking to take on a third that we're speaking with right now. And we have several rock bands, some hard rock, some straight up mainstream, more popish rock. We have some solo vocalists, teenagers. We have a couple of amazing talents. Angela Rodriguez, the teen vocalist, great voice. She's been on TV on La Voz Kids, which is the Spanish Latin version of the Voice, actually, for kids.
Wow.
Out of Miami.
Very
on
cool.
Telemundo. Yeah, okay. She was a finalist, actually. Angela Rodriguez, she was a finalist last year on the show. Actually, on Telemundo, she did very well. So we are pushing her as well. And Talia Sophie, which is a teen pop rocker. Both of these girls are 14 years old. She's based out of Orlando.
Why don't we play her? She's got a song called Be Your Girl.
Yep.
And this is something that that you actually wrote and produced the track for. Is that correct? Yeah?
That's correct, yes.
Awesome. So let's play that one right now. This is Be Your Girl.
Don't say that.
So that was Talia Sophie, Be Your Girl. Awesome track, man. And this is something that Jeff Thal, who we're speaking to, wrote and produced. You know, Jeff, I got to tell you, your productions are really, really coming a long way. I remember originally when you and I got together in Florida, you hadn't bought a Pro Tools set or anything yet, and we were recording at my house, and geez, I remember you just starting out, and now it's like you're writing and producing this amazing material, and it's like
you've
really come a long way in the production of what you what you're delivering, and you could tell that you spend hours and hours doing this.
I will say I've gotten my money's worth out of my Pro Tools rig, without a doubt. I bought it in 2005, and I've recorded countless albums with various local artists, and did a lot of drum session work for people all over the country. It's more than paid for itself.
Yeah, cool because, you know, Jeff and I both being musicians that have been doing this for a number of years, back in the day, the thought of having a 24-track studio in your house was like, oh, my God, are you insane? Seriously? There's no way. You'd have to have a whole room dedicated to it because you'd need a whole console that was like the size of a sofa. And now that we have that at the touch of our fingers in a digital format, it's just really it's unbelievable to think the way it used to be compared to the way it is now as far as how you make music. So really cool.
We had no idea.
No.
Yeah, we really had no idea. When we were children, we had no idea it was going to go this way. We couldn't have foreseen the technology. But it's amazing because this has helped millions of musicians make music without figuring out where they're going to come up with the money to fund their next recording project.
Exactly. You know, back in the day, you had to really spend a lot of time writing the songs, rehearsing the songs, and then the thought of going into a studio or the thought of recording was like, you know, the most you could afford back then was four tracks. You know, you're like, okay, I got a four track, and it's going to be recorded on a small little cassette. And my God, I mean, that was like the Stone Age back then. It was like try to work with a chisel and a hammer instead of like a jackhammer, you know.
Absolutely, it's really amazing how fast things have changed over the last couple of decades. It doesn't seem like it really has been that much time that has passed, you know, and the technology has completely just accelerated through the roof with this stuff.
Yeah, it's very cool. So moving along, I want to get into Stick Martin. Now, Stick Martin is a local band out of Florida, Clearwater, Florida, and they have like a rap, pop, organic, acoustic guitar feel. And I remember playing shows with these guys, and a great song that you're about to hear. It's called One Crazy Night. So check this out. This is Stick Martin Show.
One crazy night, doing what I do. She shot me a smile and I shot one overdue. Ran up to me, had no time to think. We locked in a kiss, I had no time to blink. I'm reminiscing, can't believe I'm missing. Save your advice, cause I never ever listen. One crazy night. Once upon a time, never met before, and then I met my
And that was One Crazy Night by the Stick Martin Show. Again, these guys are from Clearwater, Florida. We are listening to Jeff Thal. These are all these different bands that Jeff has signed to his Have You Heard. And these songs are all available to download. And as you download these songs, the money goes to Children's Home Society of Florida. And I think it's such a great cause that that you're combining music along with helping kids out. Jeff, I think it's a great thing you're doing.
I agree with you, and thank you. I'm really excited about it. We have a lot of supporters, and this mission of ours with this company is really only a couple of months old. So we're brand spanking new, and super excited about it, but I have a very devoted, strong team of people, actually, on my board of directors helping me with this, and have a lot of experience with charity work, fundraising events, working with children, marketing, media, you name it. So we're really all working together as a collective effort to launch this company, further the mission, help children, help our artists, and get the name Have You Heard out there.
Awesome. Awesome. So the next song we're going to hear is Kiss Me Where the Sun Don't Shine, and this is a song by Sweet Spot where you play drums in this song. And is this a song that you wrote, or did the band write this?
I actually wrote and produced almost all the songs that you played today, actually. Soul Circus Cowboys, that was their own. And but I actually also wrote the Stick Martin show song, One Crazy Night. But we'll be promoting and selling all of his original works, which I firmly stand behind. He's an amazingly talented artist. I love Stick Martin. He's great. And Sweet Spot, yeah, this particular song, Kiss Me Where the Sun Don't Shine, I had penned and I produced it. And it's a fun, reggae-ish, happy, slightly quirky, you know, flirty song. And Sweet Spot is a high-energy, fun party band, and the song just works and is a very good representation of what Sweet Spot is.
Awesome. So if you're in the Florida area, or if actually if you're in Florida, Tampa, Clearwater, St. Pete area, Sweet Spot plays out quite often. So if you're in town, definitely check these guys out. This is Kiss Me Where the Sun Don't Shine.
Tell me why do you try to hurt me with your
Yeah, so that was Kiss Me Where the Sun Don't Shine by Sweet Spot. Fun song, Jeff. Very fun song. I love it. You know, I have a song also that I have contributed to your albums, or not even album, but to your downloads of Have You Helped, which is a part of Have You Heard. And this is a song I wrote quite a while back. It's called Turn Yourself Around, and Jeff has latched on to this particular track that I wrote a while back, and he always wants to push this one first. So this is a song, basically, I'll give you a quick synopsis of what the song is about so that way you understand where I was coming from. This is when you're trying to help someone out, turn themselves around. If they want to go to New York and they're heading towards Vegas, they're going in the wrong direction, and though you really want to help them out, they're really not ready to listen. So you're exhausting all this energy trying to get them to listen, and you're basically saying to the person, look, turn yourself around, man. This is what you need to do. But if it's falling on deaf ears, it's sometimes best to just stop and use that energy on yourself and say, okay, well, when they're ready to hear it, they'll hear it. So this is Saint Tone, Turn Yourself Around.
Turn yourself around. Don't sit and wait. Everybody needs a little faith to find sunshine when it rains. But you don't hear sound. And to look away, baby, don't you know me? I'm the one who always told you to try. Turn yourself around. Turn yourself around. I'm not here to fight. Wrong or right, when all I really want for you to leave the sky hit the ground. Let you start searching for some strength through all fears. Want an answer to a bell. Tell me, are you waiting for change to follow you? All the fears and all the wrongs that have come and gone. Don't you remember? Said it's up to you, win or lose. When it comes right down to choosing, don't be fooled by all the rules of the weather. Turn yourself around. Find a way. Anything is better. The complaints that seem to swallow up your time. But you don't hear sound. You don't hear sound. Tell me, are you waiting for change to follow you home? Tell me, so I'll just leave you alone. No, no. Tell me, are you waiting for change to follow you?
That was Turn Yourself Around by yours truly, Saint Tone. Hey, Jeff, I want to thank you so much for being part of our show and introducing people to all this new music that's out there that people can download and make a difference.
My pleasure. Thank you. I'm really, really glad to be a part of it. Once again, we're both doing something to help humanity, and we're both very in sync with our mission here. And love that track, by the way, Tom. And I'm very, very proud to say that you're one of our artists. I love all your music, and I'm looking forward to pushing your entire album, actually. And that fully that compilation album that we're doing is coming out soon. It's not available yet. Right now we're really focusing on the Dreamer download, where 100% of the profits and proceeds go towards the Children's Home Society of Florida. And then the next step will be the compilation with all these amazing artists, including yourself.
That is awesome. Once again, if they want to find out more about you, you can go to www.haveyouheard.com. And I'm going to spell it for you because it's spelled differently. It's HAVUHEARD.com. Have you heard? Jeff, thank you very much for being part of our show, and we look forward to working with you again, man.
Absolutely, Tom. My pleasure.
Hey, that's our show for this week. We will see you next time. Have a great day.
Humanitarian Radio, shouting out some good news for your soul.